Királyi Mószöbben őt kanszérő óda búzáj helyzet. Ó, I see the stars are rolling thunder. Thy path through earth, the universe deep. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great. Sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Win through, oh, through the woods and forest glades I wander. I wander. When I look down, whoa, from lofty mountain grand, yo, and hear the broken, feel the gentle, oh my Lord, then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, whoa. How great! Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. Oh, how great thou art, O Lord, you great thou art. When I try to think, His son not sparing, I seem to die, I scarce can take it, no, that on a cross, deadly bearing, he bled and died to take away my, that sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great. Then sings my soul, how great thou art. Oh, so, my Savior, God to thee. Oh, Savior, go to how great thou, how great. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great thou. You never fail me, Lord. You supply all my needs. Oh, my Savior, God to thee. Oh, you wonderful Lord. How great thou art. Oh, great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Yeah. sing my soul,
oh, my Savior,
thank you, Lord Jesus,
to thee. How great thou, oh, how great,
oh, Lord, you are great.
How great thou, oh, then sings my soul, and sings
you
my soul,
from the north to the south,
my Savior,
from the east to the west.
Proclaim,
Lord, that thou art great,
oh, that
thou art wonderful,
soul,
thou art mighty.
So,
oh, hallelujah.
Savior,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
blessed be your name, Lord.
How great thou art.
We tell it,
oh,
Lord.
Great thou
this
art.
Night, Lord, we
that
tell it this evening.
Soul.
We say, thou art great, oh God.
So, my
Savior, thou art great in everything, oh Lord, in our lives.
How great thou, how
great, blessed be your name, Lord.
Then sings my soul, then sings my soul,
our soul sings tonight, oh God. And declare, we declare tonight, Lord, that no one is like unto you.
Thou
art. You are greater than
the
all.
Great thou.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Oh, my brother, my sister, why don't you tell him something tonight? Before we read, we go into his word. Just tell him, oh God, thou art great. Just tell him something. Just proclaim it. Just declare it. That's Lord. Thou art great. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no God like unto you, O Lord. You are the Lord of lords. Oh, the King of kings. The creator of the universe. Heaven and earth. No one is greater than you. Even there is no name given amongst or men, both in heaven and earth, that is greater than the name Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thou art great. Thou art mighty. Thou art excellent. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thou art great, Lord. Oh, higher than everything, Lord. Oh, you said the heavens is your throne, and the earth is your footstool. It shows how great you are. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That we are before a great God like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God that we are serving. What a mighty God that we are worshiping. What a great God that we have. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mighty God that we are serving. Father, we thank you this evening, O God, for yet another moment like this, that we find ourselves in your mighty presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. Father, you have blessed us. And even, Father, the privilege of coming to your presence alone. Father, we say thank you, God. We have sang a song that our soul sings, that how great you are. There is no God like unto you. Father, even as you said, heavens is your throne, and the earth is your footstool. It shows how mighty you are, O God. Father, we thank you that we are before such a mighty God this evening. And Lord, we know as you have called us, there is always something in store for us. So Father, we humble ourselves tonight. Oh, we come to you with all humility and lowliness of heart to God. Father, to hear from you, Lord. We know that, oh God, there is somewhere within us, oh God, that needs to be filled. That is why, oh God, you call us tonight. Father, fill that vacuum, Lord, and let it be life, O God, unto us. Even as we turn into your word, O Lord, Father, even let the Holy Spirit read out your word for us. And Lord, speak to us according to your grace and mercies and your richness, Lord. Father, let it fall upon us, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God, the Lord. This evening, we are before no one but the mighty God himself. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's, as we are standing, turn to our reading, Genesis 22. It's a very popular chapter that we have been reading several times. But the prophet said, the more you hear, the more it becomes life unto you. So we shall read it once again. Genesis 22. I'll be reading from the verse 7. Let's hear the word of God. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. He will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood on in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sands upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. Heavenly Father, your word is so sweet, O God. And Lord, tonight we have read a portion of your word, O God. But we know that Lord Jesus, as the prophet said, every single word hangs our destination. So tonight, O Lord Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit to lay his hands upon the word of God and make it alive, O God, unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? And I have a topic here tonight. It said, because thou hast done this thing. Amen. Because thou hast done this thing. Praise the Lord. Let me read that place again. As a verse. Verse 16. And it said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing. Amen. That's our topic tonight. Because thou hast done this thing. So we see here, Abraham said something when the son asked him, Father, behold the wood, behold the fire, but where is the lamp for the burnt offering? And Abraham said something. He said, God will provide. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God will provide. This is an utterance, a great utterance of faith. God will provide. Abraham believed in himself that God will provide himself a burnt offering. Amen. He spoke by faith. He believed that God will provide it. And we know the story of Abraham already. That Abraham, God called Abraham out of his kindred. And that is separation. He asked Abraham to come out of his kindred. That is to separate himself. Praise God. So in the first place, God calling someone, he wants you to separate yourself. Abraham to separate himself. And Abraham separated himself. And we know of the story that Abraham was 75 years and had no child. Yet God promised him he was going to make him a father of many nations. And Abraham believed it. Praise God. Abraham believed it. Because as long as God has spoken, it settles the matter. I'm going to make you father of many nations. Whilst he had not even one child, Abraham believed it. And for 25 years, Abraham waited for the promise to be fulfilled. And the Bible says, Abraham staggered not in unbelief. He never staggered. He held on to God's word. Because God has spoken. He never allowed any spirit of doubt to take away the promise that God has given to him. And we know of that Abraham had a child. And when he had a child, then God said, I want that child. go and sacrifice him unto me. Abraham obeyed. Praise God. Are you following? Oh, Abraham obeyed. Abraham never staggered in faith. Abraham believed God. Abraham obeyed God. And that was the scripture we read. In the message book, "And I See Shall Possess the Gates of His Enemy," which was preached in Phoenix, Arizona, the prophet said, when you are called out, first you go through a trial to see if you are going to really go on. If you are called out to separate yourself, after you have separated yourself, he said, the prophet said, God takes you through a trial to see if you can go on. And when God said, and then God gives you the Holy Ghost, which is the sign that he has accepted your faith that you profess to have in him. After you have been able to go, you have gone through the trial, then he gives you a sign. That's the Holy Spirit. That of the truth, he has accepted your faith. Amen. Now let's just turn to Romans 4. Let's turn to Romans 4. And see how Abraham went through this trial. Romans 4. Romans 4, I will start reading from 18. He said, Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. Praise God. Abraham, against hope, he believed in hope. Against hope, in the sense that he was 100 years. And the wife also, the womb, is dead. There was no hope. There was nothing to hope for. But yet, he hoped. Praise God. So against hope, he believed in hope. And now, what is this hope at all? What is this hope? Let's look at the same Romans 8. Romans 8, 24 and 25. What is this hope? Let's read it. Romans 8, 24 and 25. He said, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? If I see that this is a cup of glass of water, I'm seeing it. Where do I hope for it? When I'm thirsty, I'm seeing it. So I don't hope for anything. Praise God. But when it is not there, and I'm feeling thirsty, I hope that there must be water somewhere here for me to drink. It's just like faith. A substance of thing, not seen, but you believe that it is there. Praise God. Verse 25, he said, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we, with patience, wait for it. Amen. If we could hope for something we don't see, then we grow in that patience to wait for it. That is exactly what Abraham went through. Against hope, he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. It has been spoken. God has spoken. And so that settles it for Abraham. Nothing can take it away from him. Praise God. Verse 19. And be not weak in faith. See? He was not weak in faith. His faith was always being renewed. He was not weak in faith. Take notice of this. Because that is the way how we go to also be when we are looking for something from the Lord. That your faith must not be weak. He considered not his own body now dead. You see? He was not looking at the circumstances. He was not looking at the weakness of his body. He was 100 years old. And he has been told, you are going to be the father of many nations. He never looked at his weakness. And now look at again here. He said, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Oh, praise the Lord. Himself and even the wife. The deadness of her womb. She was not, he was not looking at that. Praise God. Oh, my sister, my brother. As you are listening from the Lord tonight. Look, the doctors might have done their work. That's very good on you. And according to their science and medical books, they have concluded that it is no more possible for you. Someone can say amen. Amen. It's not possible for you. They've looked into their science books. They've looked into their medical books. And they tell you that it is not possible for you. And they have even written and stamped and they've signed it and have given you a copy. Praise God. But in that situation, in that kind of situation, God operates. Amen. Because he wants to glorify his name. He can take the gloom and then fill it with his glory. That is God. See? Remember the base things. He takes the base things. Things that have been despised. The weak things. And confound the things that are mighty. That is the way how God works. And we remember when Jesus went to Lazarus' tomb. What did he say? He said, take away the stone. Praise God. Take away the stone. Oh, my sister. Those definitions of the doctor, what the doctors have written for you, they are the hindrance of the stone of hindrance. Put them somewhere. Amen. Amen. Take away those books, those papers they've given to you that, oh, there's no more. You can never have any child anymore. Put them somewhere. Amen. Here. Clear it. Take them away. He said, take away the stone. Take away the stone of hindrance. When you are looking for something from the Lord, the devil will try to what? Bring his stone of hindrance. He said, take them away. Amen. Don't allow any doubts to overcloud your mind. Take them away. Amen. So that he can speak life and resurrection. Amen. Into that dead condition. Amen. Amen. He said, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Amen. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked, believeth thou this? It's a question to you. Do you believe it? The sin is to clear, take away the doubts. Take away the unbeliefs. So that he can speak resurrection. He can speak life. Into that dead condition. Lazarus come forth. And death could not hold him back. Praise God. You remember what we had last week. When the children of Israel, they got into the wilderness, God was what? Trying them. God tested them. The prophet said they were running from one system to another system. From one man-made holes to another one. They were looking for what? Water to drink. They could not find. Maybe you are looking for something. You are running from one office to another office. Maybe you are going from one doctor to another doctor. You are going all around. That's how. That's the wilderness. Oh, praise the Lord. And the prophet said what? What did the prophet say? He said, they just couldn't think that they were going to get a water or get a drink. And then on the most unlikely place in all the desert. See? The most unlikely place in all the desert, they found the water. Amen. Amen. And it was what? A rock. My brother, could you just imagine? Man-made holes that they've dug, wells, there were no water. They were all dried. All those places, they are all dried up. And then just a rock. Oh, praise God. The most unlikely place. They gushed out the living water. The prophet said, the most unlikely place that a man would ever find any water. And that rock was whom? Was Christ. That rock was Christ. He said, you see, God does things like that in the most unlikely place and in the most unusual way. That's how he does his work. Praise God. So in your condition, look at Abraham. He didn't look at his condition. He didn't look at his wife's condition. But he believed God that he is going to be a father of many nations. God has spoken, and that settles it. Let's continue reading from what we were reading. Verse 20. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See? Oh, what is that? As what we were reading. As Romans 4. Romans 4. We are on Romans 4 verse 20. Yeah. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See? It looks so impossible. But God made have spoken, Abraham believed that it is possible. And he said he never staggered at the promise of God. What God have promised, what God have said. My brother, my sister. Satan will bring their what? Their unbeliefs. Put that unbelief somewhere. Doctors may give you some definition about yourself. Put them somewhere. Because that is the unbelief. Put them somewhere. They are unbeliefs. And take the word of God. He said, but was strong in faith, amen, giving glory to God. Amen. My sister, my brother, you are looking for something from God. It's not coming. He said, be strong in faith and be giving glory to God. Amen. Be giving glory to him. Amen. Oh, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, oh, you can be giving glory. Oh, Lord, I know you are that God of Sarah. Amen. You are the God of Rebecca. Amen. You are the God of Hannah. Amen. And I believe what you did for them, You can do it for me also. Oh, I glorify your name for it. Oh, praise the Lord. Just glorify his name. It will just take the devil away. Praise God. And then verse 21. That is where I so much love. He said, being fully persuaded. See? You got to be persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Be fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able to perform. Amen. Oh, Lord. Persuaded. Fully persuaded. What did Paul say? He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor the things present or things that are to come can separate me. Amen. I am persuaded. Amen. Yes, I know whom I have believed. Amen. Yes, I know whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which he has committed unto him against that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Fully persuaded that he is able to bring to pass what he has promised. You must be persuaded, my brother. You must be persuaded, my sister. Amen. And then let's look at verse 22. He said, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone. That is, that it was imputed to him. It was not for Abraham alone. That it was imputed for him for righteousness. It wasn't for Abraham alone. But verse 24, he said, but for us also, amen, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. It will be imputed into us, amen, for righteousness also. Because we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was raised, that death could not hold him. And as long as he's alive, we are also alive. Praise God. That righteousness can be imputed in us also. If we believe it, and it is all when you and I have received that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. If we have it, then it will quicken our mortal bodies against every unbelief. We must be persuaded, brother. We must be persuaded. And then he said here, verse 25, he said, and who delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. See? You are justified, Maria. Amen. You are justified, my sister. As he was raised, he's bought all our sins. He nailed them on Calvary. Amen. He paid the price. Amen. And now you are justified. Amen. Said as many that were predestinated, he called. See? Amen. And when he called you, he justified you. And when he justified you, he glorified you. Amen. Amen. Now we go on to our text. Oh my, this thing has moved. Thank God. You see, this thing is a little bit difficult. Okay. Let's go continue to where our text. It said, now, because you have done this thing, our text. He said, by myself have I sworn. By myself have I sworn, because thou hast done this thing. That's our topic. And has not withheld thy son, thy only son. Because thou hast done this thing. What thing has Abraham done? Because thou hast done this. Because you are ready to sacrifice. Because you have not withheld yourself and withheld your son from me. Because of that, I'm going to bless you. Praise God. Because you have done this thing. My brother, my sister, let us tonight search ourselves. What have we done that God can tell us, because you have done this thing, I'm going to do this also for you. Because you have done this thing. Because you are ready. Because Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son. Abraham didn't withhold his son from God. So because you have done this thing, I'm going to bless you. Because you have done this thing. We remember that of the widow of Zarephath. You know, we have gone through that already. That for years, 1 or 2 years, there had never been rain. The whole place was dried up, and this woman, this widow, has only 1 meal left for her and her son to eat and die. Then came someone he has never met before and asked for what? Water. Praise God. Amen. And while she was going to bring the water, said, "As when you are coming, bring a little what? Amen. Bread for me." Praise God. Amen. Just like Abraham, this woman, she didn't withhold his last food. Praise God. She didn't withhold it. But she was ready to sacrifice. My brethren, let us look at this word. Sacrifice. Ready to sacrifice. She was ready to sacrifice that last food that she had. Why? Because she heard, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. She heard, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
So she was ready to offer. She heard, thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal will never waste.
Amen.
And the cruse of oil will never fail until rain comes. The prophet has spoken.
Amen.
She has heard, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, we have thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Amen.
If we will also will sacrifice, then our barrel of meal will never waste. And our cruse of oil will never fail.
Amen.
There will always be plenty. Praise God. But the thing is, are we ready to sacrifice? That's the question. Abraham was ready to sacrifice.
Amen.
And God said, because you have done this, I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
I'm going to multiply you.
Amen.
And this woman, she was also ready to sacrifice her last meal because she had thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And we have thus saith the Lord today. The same Elijah of our day.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Bible said she went to do according to the saying of Elijah.
Amen.
You see? She went to do according to the saying of Elijah.
Amen.
And she and her house said they ate throughout the whole drought.
Amen.
Praise God. And truly, the word of Elijah never failed.
Amen.
The question is, are we ready to sacrifice?
Amen.
Are we ready to sacrifice? Another one is that lamb, the lad, that boy, who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, as we heard last time. 5,000 people having followed Christ in the desert and they were hungry. There was no food. The disciples asked Jesus to send them back to the village to find food. He said, let them sit down. Just ask if there is food around. And this boy, look at what the prophet said. He said, the prophet said, this boy had his lunch under his arm. And Peter there asked him about that lunch. And it was given over. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He gave it over.
Amen.
Oh. As we asked ourselves the other day, Denzel, will you have given it over?
Yes.
Amen. I believe you have given it over. Praise God.
Amen.
Your food that you are supposed to eat, now they are taking it from you. And he was ready to sacrifice it. See, he was ready to sacrifice it. And the prophet said, as long as the loaves of bread was in the hands of the boy, it was only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But when that sacrifice was put in the hands of Jesus Christ, it fed 5,000. Oh, praise God. It is only because we don't want to sacrifice. The prophet continued to say, he said, as long as the lunch was in the little boy's hand, it was just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But when it was in the hands of Jesus, it could feed 5,000 and take up several baskets of pieces. Amen. Said, how God can multiply what we put in his hands.
Amen.
God can multiply what we put in his hands. In our hands, it is not much. But in his hands, he multiplies it by thousands. Praise God. And the prophet said, if we can only let him have what little that we have, our time. The prophet said, our time.
Amen.
If only we can allow Christ to have our time.
Amen.
God bless you for coming tonight.
Amen.
You have given your time. Our attention.
Amen.
He said, if we can give him our faith.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, if we just that little, we have that little. And if we will give unto him, then it will come back to us.
Amen.
In many folds.
Amen.
Praise God. It's sacrifice and obedience.
Amen.
Sacrifice and obedience.
Amen.
And what is our reasonable sacrifice? As Paul said, our reasonable sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Acceptable before the Lord. That's our reasonable sacrifice. My brothers, yesterday we were looking at something. Myself and Brother Mike, some Mormons came to the house and we could see that God has blessed us.
Amen.
With this message.
Hallelujah.
Brethren,
Amen.
This is really a precious something.
Amen.
If you see how people sincerely have given themselves to do the work of the Lord and yet doing it wrongly.
Right.
And we have it and we don't care. Brethren, This is serious. This is serious. You look at these young men. They have devoted themselves, trying to what? Serve the Lord. But what? Doing a service. That is what? Not right. We got to teach them the Bible. And they've never stopped coming to the house. Every day they'll just come and knock. They want to come and hear something.
Amen.
Oh, surprising, my brother.
Amen.
They will come. And we were just discussing, say, my brother, then why we have this message and yet we don't show any effort? Brethren, we have a question to answer before God.
Hallelujah.
Because the one that many have, plenty has been given, and plenty will be asked from you.
Amen.
Brethren, we got to be serious. We are allowing the Laodicean spirit to overshadow us. He said, because you have done this, because you are ready to lay down your life for your brother. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, greater love, as Jesus said, greater love has no man than the one who will lay down his life for his brother. Amen. Brethren, let us lay down our lives for one another. You see, when you go down your knees, brother, my sister, look round. You know your brother is in need of something. Your sister is in need of something. Put her before the Lord and pray for him or her. And the Lord who seeth in secret, who knows all in your heart, will see to your own. Let not our prayer be a selfish prayer. Always self. Remember your brother. Remember your sister. That's the reasonable sacrifice you can give. We've got to be. Lay down our lives for our brothers.
Amen.
And all that we would do. You see, we are putting it into his hands. What you have, you are placing them into his hands. And it will come back to you in many folds. Praise the Lord. The woman of Zarephath, I really love her. She was ready to sacrifice all that he has. And God had to also do what? To replenish his house.
Amen.
To replenish his house. Her house was full. Whilst others were suffering, her house was full. Because she placed it in the hands of Christ. She placed it in the hands, Lord. For that reason, what Abraham did, God said, I have sworn by myself. Amen. And next Saturday, we have a youth meeting. And as many parents that would like to come, you'll be welcome, because we are studying something very, very great. He said he swore by himself. God, he swore by himself because he could not find anyone greater. But yet, people believe in that there are three gods. These brothers that come to our place, they believe that there are three gods. And we go to tell them, we go to bring the scripture to let them know that there is no three gods. Their prophets saw God and Jesus. So look, there is a lying spirit. A lying spirit can come out from God. God can bring a lying spirit to confuse your prophet. Praise God. What he saw is not scripture. See, we have a message, brother. said God swore by himself. Because there was no one. There was no one beside him. Do you know what a certain group, I call them the JWs. Do you know how they've translated John 1:1? He said, this is their translation. He said, in the beginning the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. And this one, verse 2, this one was with God in the beginning. As two separate gods. And a God, they've made it a small g. They said Jehovah is the true God. And Jesus is a God, a small g. And I have their Bible. So when they came to me one day, I said, my brother, your own Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 4:35. He turned to that place, and what is there? Unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know that the Lord thy God, there is none else beside him. Oh, so how do you answer that? Praise the Lord. I gave them a number of scriptures, which shows that God says, there is no one beside me. And now your scripture is saying that Jesus was beside God in the beginning. My brother, my sister, you see how people are lost. And this message, amen, we have received something great. Amen. Let us sacrifice, place ourselves in the hands of God, amen, that we will be blessed and be multiplied. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, my brother, are you ready to sacrifice? We can't finish tonight because we are now coming to possessing the gates of the enemy. But tonight we believe that God has spoken, and whatever he has spoken, we believe as Abraham believed, and that we are ready to sacrifice. Sacrifice our body. Sacrifice even what you have for your brother, for your sister. Place them in the hands of God, and it will be multiplied. It will return to you in many folds. Let's sacrifice, brother. That little boy was ready to sacrifice. The widow of Zarephath was ready to sacrifice. Abraham was ready to sacrifice. And all these sacrifices that were given, placed in the hands of God, they came back in many folds. And God wants what? He wants you and I, our bodies, to be given as a what? A living sacrifice unto him. Brethren, if you are not tied somewhere, if anything is not holding you, look, when it is the hour of worship, come to the house of God. Hallelujah. Come to the house of God. Hallelujah. That is your reasonable sacrifice. Unless there is something that holds you, something sincere and genuine, which God knows that you cannot be in his house. But if you can, be in the house of God. Then all that we are looking, we are our requests and all that we want from the Lord, it will never fail us. Because we are ready to sacrifice. Brethren, let us look and believe that God, he has spoken. And what he has spoken will never return to him void. And that whatever he has said, it is yea and amen. And now we are the seed of Abraham. Amen. He said, and your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. So whatever gates that the enemy has raised up against us, we are more than conquerors. Amen. We surely overcome them. Amen. 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 The prophet was referring to as many people that after Abraham they were able to possess the enemy's gates, all because they were ready to sacrifice. Look at Daniel. He denied, he wanted, he said, I will not defile my body. He sacrificed himself for it. That he will not defile his body. That is another sacrifice. And he was able to possess the gaze of what? The lions. Praise God. And he said, after all these people, though they died, they were great heroes, they died, but the promised seed of Abraham, when he came, Jesus Christ, he possessed the gaze of death. Amen. And that is where we are tonight. That death has no hand upon us. Amen. But it will all depend on our response to his word. Amen. If we will all respond to his word. Amen. And be ready to sacrifice. Obedience. Then we are true seeds of Abraham. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, brethren, take notice of this. He said, brethren, let us put the whole armor of God and march to possess and claim our victory. Amen. Let us do away with all carnality and bury all iniquities. Put on your garment of praise. Praise the Lord. My brother, can you come and give us that song? Putting on our garment of praise. Amen. Let us sacrifice. Let us be obedient to the word of God. The Lord, he has spoken. We have thus saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord will never fail. Amen. It never failed the widow of Zarephath. And it will never fail in every age, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Let us put on that garment of praise. Let's put on the whole armor of God. And march forward and possess our all that we need to possess. We need to possess them. Amen. The gates of the enemy.
Put on the garments of praise. Hallelujah, if you put on the garments of praise. Oh, my sister, my brother, and the Spirit, God is your better way. If you put on the garments of praise. Hallelujah, if you put on
the garments of praise.
Praise God, if you put on the garments of praise. Hallelujah, and the Spirit of heaviness shall fade away.
Oh, put on the garments of praise.
Hallelujah, if you put on
the garments of praise.
Praise God, if you put on the garments of praise. Hallelujah, and the Spirit of heaviness shall fade away. You put on the garment of, oh my brother, if you put on the garment of
praise.
Hallelujah, if you put on the garment of praise. Praise God, and the Spirit of heaviness shall fade away. You put on the garment of
praise.
Oh my sister, if you put on the garment of, put on the garments of praise. Oh, hallelujah, in the Spirit of heaviness shall fade away. You put on the garments of praise.
Stay under the blood.
I'm gonna stay. Stay right under. Oh, I'm gonna stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can't do me, I'm gonna stay right under. Oh, I'm gonna
stay, I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm no harm, do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, no harm, where the devil can do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, no harm, no harm. Oh, do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, no harm, where the devil can do me. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Oh, I'm gonna stay under his blood. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, oh, do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Do me no harm, oh, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, do me no harm, harm. Oh, do me no harm. Oh, do me no harm, harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, do me no harm. Mercy, reroute my life. Oh, mercy, reroute my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy, my, oh, God's mercy, rewrote my life. God's mercy, rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast out, but mercy rewrote my, oh, mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life.
From our text that we read tonight, God told Abraham, he said, by myself have I sworn. I have sworn that because thou hast done this thing, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thee. Brethren, tonight, the Lord has spoken to us. We have seen Abraham. We have seen the widow of Zarephath. We have seen that boy who followed Jesus Christ into the desert to hear the word of God. They were ready to sacrifice. Would you tell the Lord tonight, say, Lord, all that I have, I surrender them to you.
Amen.
All that, Lord Jesus, is in me, I surrender to you, Lord. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be material, Lord, I surrender them to you. Tonight, just speak to him that, Lord, give me that same spirit of Abraham, that even I will be able to hope against hope. That my faith will rise up against everything that even looks impossible. That, Lord, my very life will be completely taken a hold by your word, your spoken word. As long as we have heard, thus saith the Lord, Father, let us know that it is finished, it is settled. Grant us, Lord Jesus, that kind of faith for us to believe. Grant us obedience, Lord, to obey every word of yours. Tonight, just speak to him. Just pray that, Lord, all that is in me, all that I have, Lord, I surrender them to you.
Amen.
I place them in your hands.
Amen.
Take my heart, take my thoughts, take my mind, take my desires, take my wishes. Take everything of me. I place them in your hands tonight. I place them in your hands tonight. Just surrender yourself to him. Give yourself to him. Speak to him. Give your life to him. Give everything that is in you to him. There is something, my brother. There is something, my sister, that you might be holding from the Lord. He knows it. Just surrender to him. There is something. Just say, Lord, I surrender them to you. Look at Abraham. The only thing that he has as an evidence for him to be the father of many nations, he was ready to offer it. He was ready to offer it. And all that the Lord needs from you, as Paul said, as our reasonable sacrifice. Is to surrender ourselves. Commit our bodies.
We can never do that, Lord,
as a living sacrifice.
Father, Lord, it's thine precious, beloved grace, Lord. Lord, that it enables us to come. Father, Lord, even understand, Lord, and comprehend. Father, Lord, Jehovah. Father, how we feel, Lord. No matter how bad the body would feel, Lord, Savior, how tired we'd be. But, Lord, we give to thee the glory. We give to thee, Lord, Savior.
My brother, my sister. Let's sacrifice ourselves.
Lord, be merciful, Father. Be precious.
Let's
Lord,
sacrifice ourselves.
As we desire, Lord, Savior.
For one another. For one another. Let's sacrifice ourselves,
we
Lord.
Desire, Lord, Savior, your grace, Lord. Father, you meet with us, Lord, and meet with our expectations, we pray. Even at this time, our Lord, Savior, God. Your name be glorified. Your name be lifted above all, we pray. Oh, God, just be merciful to us, Lord. Grant us mercy. Grant us grace, Lord.
Brethren, we need to find time and go down our knees for 1 hour.
Hallelujah.
You stay there. You take a brother, you take a sister. Sweat it out. You know the needs of someone. Do that sacrifice. Remember the church. Pray for the church. Let us place ourselves in that line of duty that God can look back and say, because thou hast done this, I will bless you. Do we have that testimony? Hallelujah. Do we have that testimony? Do we have those works? It is not a question of just coming to church, hearing the word of God, and go back. Where is the sacrifice? Brethren, what is in your hands to give to the Lord? All that he needs is your very self. Every part of you, you will put upon the altar. Brethren, we need to be serious. We need to take this word of God. As life. The spirit of this age, Laodicea age, lukewarmness, the devil is doing everything possible to bring that cold, that lukewarm. If we can know how spiritually the devil is fighting against the truth, we got to seek the face of the Lord and fight back. We have become too weak. We don't pray enough. We don't read enough.
Amen.
Brethren, search yourself. Is there anything that your life has sacrificed for a brother, for a sister, for a church? That God can look and say, because thou hast done this, I will bless you. I will multiply you. We shall sing this song. This is worrying me. So we cry.
If we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, Al Shaddai, Lord of grace.
We rely
on your grace. is Adonai, crowned in praise. Lord, Hosanna, Jesus Christ. Failing to forgive, each moment is a gift from you to live, from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry, so we cry, oh, we cry out your name. El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Hosanna, Jesus Christ. Adonai, God of praise, Lord Mosai, Jesus. So we cry, so we cry out your name, how should I, God of grace, Lord Hosanna, Jesus
Christ,
Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, God. Father, tonight you have spoken to us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, we look at our father Abraham. All that he had as an evidence that he will be the father of many nations.
Hallelujah.
You asked for it. And he was ready to sacrifice. Lord, we looked at this widow of Zarephath, all that she had to live upon with her son. She was ready to sacrifice. That little boy did not withhold his lunch. He gave it and put them into your hands. And they came back in many folds. Lord Jesus, you are not looking for us to bring our son. You are not looking for us to give our food. You are not looking, oh God, for anything more than, Lord, our very body as a living sacrifice. Father, we want to do something, oh God. And we know that, Lord, it has to take your grace for us to realize where we are standing. That, Lord Jesus, our sacrifice is all that, Lord, you are looking for. so that you can look at them and say, because you have done this, I will bless you. Lord, we need the blessings.
Amen.
We need to be multiplied, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are yet, O God, to bring ourselves to that line, O God, that line of duty.
Amen.
We haven't got enough, O Lord, even to present as sacrifice, Lord. From today, O God, we surrender all that we have. We put them, Lord, onto your hands, O God. The Lord Jesus accept our sacrifice. That you can look back and say, for what we have done, you will bless us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, help us, Lord Jesus. For us to all, Lord, always know that, oh God, there is something that when we are able to surrender, we will surely receive them. Father, we commit to our dear sisters that are looking for the fruit of the womb. We commit them into your hands. We don't want to look at the circumstances. We don't want to look at what the doctors have said. We are not looking at them, oh God. Just as, Lord, you did for Sarah, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, as sons of Abraham, Father, we also look unto you, and that, Father, you let mothers rejoice in this house, O God.
Amen.
We commit, O Lord Jesus, brethren that are looking for job into your hands.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, all these things we know, they are there, O God, for your children.
Amen.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. As you open the Red Sea for your children to walk through.
Amen.
They went into the wilderness running from one man-made well to another. They could not find, oh God, water. But at the unusual place, the rock, which is Christ,
Amen.
You were able to provide, oh God.
Amen.
And even as Abraham said, God will provide. Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that you open job avenues for your children.
Amen.
We believe it, oh God, that tonight there is going to be a change, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we will come back, oh God, to give the glory and honor to you.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit our brethren who are not here into your hands. For some reason that, Lord, they are not here, Father, you know. Oh, that, Lord Jesus, we ask, oh God, if there is nothing that, Lord, withholding us, Father, let a bell, a joy bell, be ringing in our hearts, oh Lord, to bring us to your presence, oh God.
Amen.
Father, help as many that are weak, oh God. Renew their strength, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we will see your glory in this house.
Amen.
That, Father, we will have the cause always to testify and say of the truth, it is you, God, that has made it for us.
Amen.
Lord, tonight, we are living, but we are not living your presence. We pray that, oh God, you grant a generous mercy to our various homes. And even, Lord Jesus, the week is in your hands, Lord. As we come back here on Friday, we come back here on Saturday, we come back here on Sunday, Lord, we commit all the meetings into your hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That once again, Lord, you will come within us and come, O Lord, with us, O Lord Jesus, and bless us, O God.
Amen.
Father, tonight, as we go and lay our heads on our beds, Father, open visions unto us. Give us dreams, Lord. Things that, Lord Jesus, the ordinary eye cannot see. Father, speak to us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. The Lord, we are ready to sacrifice. We are ready to present something, oh God, that Lord, you look back and say, because you have done this,
amen,
I will bless you.
Amen.
Father, here we are. Take us, Lord, as the sacrifice.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.
Amen.
Friday, we have another meeting. And on Saturday, we have a youth meeting. We have youth meeting. As many parents that would like to come, that will be very great. We always want you to remember us in prayer as we ask the Lord to bring up these children.
Amen.
And you youth also. Just get yourself really in the Word, because outside, there is no hope there. There's nothing outside. Life is in here.
Amen.
Amen.
Take up that life and grow with it.
Amen.
And God will use you.
Hallelujah.
To His glory.
Amen.
So, Friday and meeting, and then Saturday we meet here again, youth, and normal Sunday meetings also.
Hallelujah.
God richly bless you all. Give us one song.
Present your body as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. A chorus. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. The sinless, spotless Lamb. The precious blood of Jesus shed for you and I. Full and man, how He loved us with a love, even before this world began, considered you and I in His redemption plan. How we should love Him, should be prisoners of His love, bound by chains of love divine. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth until now for the manifestation of sons of God. Oh, present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price.